But they got their ideas from classical economists such as Adam Smith, not from Darwin. The same is true of most modern economists who have championed free enterprise. Ludwig von Mises argued that economic success depends on competition, but also on mutual aid and social collaboration, not a Darwinian struggle for existence. Friedrich A. von Hayek maintained that complex and orderly economic structures might grow up which owed little or nothing to design, but arose from the separate actions of many men who did not know what they were doing. Although he called this the emergence of order as the result of adaptive evolution, Hayek emphasized that he was not talking about Darwinism. He wrote that concepts such as natural selection, struggle for existence, and survival of the fittest are not really appropriate in the social sciences. Darwinism and Hitler. Darwinism by itself did not produce the Holocaust. But without Darwinism, neither Hitler nor his Nazi followers would have had the necessary scientific underpinnings to convince themselves and their collaborators that one of the world's greatest atrocities was really morally praiseworthy. Historian Richard Weikart. The heart of the matter. According to technology analyst George Gilder, the reason free enterprise works and excessive government control fails is that true wealth comes from human creativity and invention. Because creativity is unpredictable, he wrote in 1981, it is also uncontrollable. If the politicians want to have central planning and command, they cannot have dynamism and life. A managed economy is almost by definition a barren one, which can progress only by borrowing or stealing from abroad. Darwinism leads to managed economies, Gilder maintains, because it is a zero-sum game. From a Darwinian perspective, limited resources inevitably provoke a struggle for existence that invites government regulation. But resources are not limited in the sense Darwinism assumes they are. Instead, they increase with new technological advances. Technological advances come from human creativity, and creativity thrives in a free economy. According to Gilder, Darwinism obstructs economic progress, not only by encouraging government controls that inhibit creativity, but also by obscuring the very source of creativity. The logic of creativity is leap before you look, wrote Gilder in 1981. Creative thought requires an act of faith. The believer must trust his intuition, the spontaneous creations of his mind, enough to pursue them laboriously to the point of experiment and knowledge. It is love and faith that infuse ideas with life and fire. All creative thought is thus, in a sense, religious, initially a product of faith and belief. God is the foundation of all living knowledge, and the human mind, to the extent it can know anything beyond its own meager reach, partakes of the mind of God. In response to a Wired magazine article defending Darwinism in 2004, Gilder wrote,